Good morning. It's Monday, September 8th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. South Korea says it has reached an agreement with the United States to secure the release of its citizens detained during last week's immigration raid at a Hyundai factory in Georgia. More than 300 South Korean nationals were among 475 people arrested at the plant, one of the largest foreign investment projects in the state. Seoul says a chartered plane could be dispatched once administrative procedures are complete, and Foreign Minister Cho Hyun is expected to travel to Washington on Monday. The White House defended the raid, calling it a response to unlawful employment practices, while President Trump insisted foreign firms must prioritize hiring Americans. South Korea says it is working to improve its visa system to prevent future incidents. In other news, an American pilot and influencer has been released after 2 months in detention at a Chilean airbase in Antarctica. 20-year-old Ethan Guo was accused of illegally landing his plane without authorization while attempting a solo journey to all seven continents to raise money for cancer research. A Chilean court ordered his release on Saturday, requiring him to donate $30,000 to childhood cancer research and banning him from entering the country for 3 years. His lawyer told CBS News that Guo is doing pretty well, but disagreed with the legal process that led to his detention. Guo must leave Chile immediately and is expected to complete the donation within 30 days. His journey for charity has drawn international attention from around the world. Israeli authorities say 4 people were killed in a shooting in occupied East Jerusalem on Monday. Paramedics reported 5 others in serious condition and several with minor injuries caused by glass. Police described the attack, which occurred at Ramot Junction, as a suspected act of terrorism, adding that the 2 perpetrators from East Jerusalem were killed at the scene. Initial reports suggest the gunman boarded a bus before opening fire. Israel security services are conducting a joint investigation to confirm details. Access roads were closed, and large security forces were deployed to the area. Far-right Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir arrived shortly after the shooting, underscoring heightened political tensions as Israel continues to face deadly violence. Another news. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has resigned after a string of election defeats left his party without a majority in parliament. The move comes less than a year into his tenure, and a day before the ruling Liberal Democratic Party was expected to decide whether to hold a leadership vote that could have ousted him. Under Ishiba, the LDP lost control of both chambers for the first time in 15 years. A major setback for the party that has governed Japan for most of the post-war period. Ishiba said the conclusion of trade negotiations with the U.S. made this the appropriate time to step down. His departure leaves Japan, a key U.S. ally, facing a period of political uncertainty amid rising tensions with China. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening,